Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round. Everyone falls down sometimes.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my better half, Boris.
Wow, better half. Our show... It's available live on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, so iPhone and Android, and on our website, GodIsTheCure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available in radios in various states like North Carolina, Virginia, Utah.
20 plus.
Okay.
Good enough.
There you are. And soon after the show on any podcast player.
This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward despite any obstacle with the help of God and each other. We do provide testimonials to let people know that they're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, because we know that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is often needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. My healing came from God. But other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be very challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. There is always hope. The song played earlier was Feeling Good, Like I Should, by Sunday Best. We get to pick songs. I love my songs. They're very therapeutic. And this is my take. I'm feeling good when I hear this song, because I am feeling good, and it's good to take a walk around the neighborhood. Yes, I'm feeling blessed, and I know not to be stressed, because God is going to leave it better than we found it. And every day, can be the very best, despite the challenge. It can get difficult and scary, but God promised we can handle it. God says no matter what happens, it will all be fine. Today, we want to talk about the invisible enemy, the coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. All of us, all over the world, are suddenly and unexpectedly facing the same dilemma and uncertain future, not knowing if there will be enough of anything or if we will even survive it. Every one of us are in the same boat, in it together, dealing with the same invisible enemy, the coronavirus, who targets everyone equally. Though I'm feeling good because I'm focusing on how God is working in the most difficult times, how we are all getting along like never before. Not just here in the States, but throughout the world. Families are spending time together more than ever before. We're learning to teach our children, discovering patience, focusing on the true values in life, practicing sacrifice, being patriotic, finding new and innovative ways to get by, giving our best to everyone, growing in faith, finding renewed strength, and prioritizing God as our best and only hope. We are taking time to enjoy the outdoors and work on self-reflection. I've never seen so many people exercising outside. We have more time to pray, to cook, and clean. If we ever felt like life was too busy or if it went too fast, that's not the case anymore. There is barely any traffic and we can notice the trees. We learn to appreciate what is available since even the foods we like to eat has become scarce. This crisis even has a silver lining, like telemedicine, better management of laws and regulations geared more towards helping the American people, which will eventually expand to the world, and more people working together that would have never done so otherwise. But most importantly, I'm happy because I know that God is good, and it's just a matter of time before we find the cure. So, welcome to The Cure with Amy and Dr. Boris Nikolov, who will be our guest today. Dr. Nikolov is the CEO of IMIC Research, a medical research company. He has been a physician for 26 years, involved in clinical research for 17 years, dedicated to the development of new medications for asthma and GI diseases. So tell me, Dr. Nikolov, what is COVID-19?
Well, COVID-19 is an infectious disease that is produced by a coronavirus that is a virus that originated in animals and then became infectious to humans.
I think they said it originated from a bat.
Yes, and other wild animals in China.
Some that were eaten in some wild animal market in China.
So produces actually acute respiratory infection that is very infectious and is similar to the SARS and the MERS viruses that were available that were distributing a couple of years ago.
Well, it's a more developed version because, you know, just the way that same way that we get smarter in life, so do germs and viruses. So we're all in it together. What can I say?
Well, it's a different virus.
Right.
From the coronavirus family.
But the issue is that it's new to us. And yes, we're still discovering a lot of things. And with anything new, a lot of people have questions. And well, these are the things we've learned. Can you tell us what symptoms we should be looking for? When is it something we should be concerned about? Knowing that people normally get sick in the winter and they get colds.
Well, there is symptoms that the Center for Disease Control is affirming that are more typical for the COVID-19 disease, which are fever, shortness of breath, and cough. Though there are cases of coronavirus infection, COVID-19, that are presented with many other symptoms: sore throat, malaise, headaches, body pains, something similar to any flu. That's why it's difficult to distinguish. The main difference would be that in the beginning, now it's probably not so much typical, it was related to travel in China outside of the United States. But now, because more infections are developed in the United States based on contacts with people that have been outside of the United States. So basically, in any case that you have any questions, my suggestion is call your primary care physician. Better do not go to the emergency room unless you are feeling very, very sick.
And that's mainly for the protection of yourself and others. You can have any range of symptoms, from cold-like symptoms that are mild to flu-like symptoms. And I think at the moment that I believe we should be concerned is when we are having difficulty breathing, because that's at the time that we need assistance. a fever, we can take care of ourselves. We can hydrate ourselves, and there's not much you can do right now with a virus that there's no cure for. So I would only go to the hospital if I really needed to. Otherwise, I can't survive. I'm not breathing. So, and from what I'm hearing is that most people are surviving anyway.
That's true.
So we'll talk about a little bit more about that when we return. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure. We will continue to address this pandemic, the coronavirus.
Please call us if you have any questions about the coronavirus. Call us 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
I will fight for you, I always do, until my heart is black and blue. I will stay with you, we'll make it to the other side. Like lovers do, I'll reach my hands out in the dark and wait for yours too, until I can wait for you, I'll wait for you.
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is The Cure with Amy Cabo, and thanks for tuning in. That was Don't Give Up on Me by Andy Grammer. Yes, all that. All that I believe God would be telling us. Why not? I believe God is telling us that He will fight for us and stay with us throughout our whole lives. It's in the darkest moments of our lives that God reaches out His hand to us, hoping ours will interlock. Even if He has to wait, He'll wait until our last breath, because He will never give up on us, even if there's nothing left, even if we have lost faith and no one else believes. Thank you, God, that we will never go down that easily. We are talking to Dr. Boris, who's helping us reveal all the aspects of the coronavirus pandemic. Boris, I wanted to ask you, what are ways that you can get infected? What is the transmission of infection? Because people are afraid to go outside, or they're afraid to do certain things. And
yes, so
I mean, clarify the difference between airborne and droplet. If you can.
Okay, so you answered the question and doing the question.
Sorry.
Got it. But anyway, so yes, the disease can be caught by droplets from an infected person who basically spit it into the area around him. So that's why it's so important to have anybody that is suspected of the disease wear a mask, so he doesn't spread these droplets around him or her. Because if you touch a person, probably he has it on on his skin or in a...
Well, we're hoping that person covers their mouth when they cough or when they sneeze.
Well, that's not good enough because you still get it around the mouth, around the hand. So you need to have a mask.
Well, guys, it's good practice anyway.
Right. So, or if you touch with close contact of a person that is infected by the coronavirus.
Which is why they don't recommend contact among people, but to stand 6 feet apart, which is called social
distancing. See, that's an important term. Remember, it's social distancing.
You'll save a life.
That's most probably the case, yes. And then also, for example, you can get it from air, like you open a window and then your neighbor has it like 20, 30 feet away, you're not going to catch anything.
It's not supposed to be stagnant, floating in the air. That's airborne.
It doesn't.
It does fall onto a surface or onto the floor. And if somebody has a kid and they or a dog and they crawl on the and they walk on the floor or an infected droplet, you can pick up the dog. There's many different ways you can get it, which is why it's best to practice staying at home as much as possible. Isolation if you can.
Well, this is the recommendation of our president. Now, everybody should be isolated for around 15 days so we can stop the transmission of the disease as much as possible.
Because I understand that there was a certain age group that was at higher risk, was there not?
Well, in the beginning was thought that people are more affected by the virus above 60.
65, I think.
65. Though anybody can catch the disease. Though the cases that are more severe tend to be in elderly people above 65 or people that are suffering from immune diseases that have compromised their immune system. Like, for example, if you take chemotherapy because of a cancer or if you take immunosuppressant drugs or if you are sick from other diseases that are making your body not so strong.
Basically, the virus is opportunistic. This virus doesn't care who you are, how old you are, where you've been from, what you've done, how much money you have, your fame, it doesn't matter. This virus targets everyone equally. It's opportunistic, meaning if it has an opportunity to attack you even stronger, it will. And those are going to be older people or immunosuppressed people or people on other medications for other reasons.
But the good thing is that very few people die.
There has been no instance where it's actually infected a child.
It has infected children, but
it has.
There hasn't been a report death of a child.
But they have seen serious cases, not so many, but some serious cases in young adults where it was at one point believed that millennials could not get it.
Right.
That there were only carriers.
So that's why I said that anybody can get it, but certain people are more likely to have more severe disease.
And because it's a new virus, we're constantly learning new things.
Correct.
And we could be wrong many times until we get to know each other.
There is plenty
of the virus.
Yes, there is plenty of good resources on CDC.gov or on coronavirus.gov.
But I think the most important thing is, you know, there's not much that you can do about the virus except be responsible. Wash your hands, practice the 6 feet apart.
Oh, we have a listener. Look at that. I'm sorry. Robbie.
Hello, Dr. Borat.
Oh, hi, sir. How are you?
I am so glad you guys are talking about this, because I know from reading Amy's book that your specialty really is in testing vaccines and those kind of things, and I was wondering what insight you could give us about what the president disclosed on the what's being tested or what your thoughts may be along those lines.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for the question. Well, the United States has amazing scientists, and not only the United States, but there are a lot in the United States, and I've heard at least of 18 companies that have and scientists that started developing vaccine. And the first vaccine trial actually started last week. And unfortunately, we need to wait probably around 10 months to 12 months before this disease, this vaccine is actually commercially available. So probably for the next year, we'll have a vaccine.
Or maybe even sooner. I like to be hopeful.
Well, they need to go through the tests to determine whether the vaccine actually really works. What we'll have sooner is treatment, and I'm pretty sure that will happen much easier, much faster than the vaccine.
Yes, well, I know they're being more relaxed about regulations lately.
That is true.
So I definitely believe we'll return with the cure. I'm Amy Cabo, and we will return talking about the epidemic.
And this is The Cure. And please give us a call if you have any questions about the coronavirus. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
Right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
I'm feeling qualified for what you're calling me to. Alone with your strength, I've got no excuse. Broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense. So I can face my giants with confidence.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome to The Cure, and thanks for listening. This is Amy Cabo with Boris on your radio every Saturday at 1 p.m.
All shows are available also as a podcast, audio and video. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo on any podcast channel, maybe iTunes.
Or Alexa. That was Confidence by Sanctus Rio. Of the things we need and would like to have, such as wisdom, which is nice, and humility, which is beautiful. But most importantly, we need faith. Faith is not easily found in this world. It's probably a lot easier in heaven. But when I lacked faith, I prayed and prayed. I knew that if I lacked faith, God would eventually have to provide. Because every time we pray, even the Our Father, every time we say, give us this day our daily bread, we're asking Him to provide whatever is lacking so that we can feel confident that it is given. It's in difficult and trying times that faith will get us through, and it's available to everyone. When there is nothing no one can do, and we discover exactly just how vulnerable and human we really are, we will find hope in God as we grow our faith.
Also, I wanted to remind you about the contest we started. Let us know suggestions for a song that we can play on the show through our contact us page on godisthecure.com, and if we play it, you will receive a $25 gift certificate. So go to godisthecure.com.
For those that are tuning in, we're speaking about the invisible enemy that we all face, that we're all dealing with, the coronavirus. And my special guest is Dr. Boris Nikolov.
I'm also the guest, yes.
And did we lose Robbie?
Yes,
we lost Robbie. So I think that last, when Robbie had called, we were talking about maybe the possibility of there being a cure. And they are working on a cure. And I think so far they've gotten some, they've gotten the
FDA?
The shots that you take to get, to prevent from getting a virus.
No, a vaccine. But
vaccines, thank you.
But there is no developed vaccine. It's just they are working on a vaccine. A lot of people are working on a vaccine right now.
They're getting very close to it. Hey, you know, if China can build two hospitals in 2 weeks, we can come up with a cure in no time. We just need to cut the red tape.
Well, there is a lot of...
and regulations, right?
A lot of drugs that are actually showing some positive effects, like Covidin. And then they are available for treatment of malaria, for example, one of them. And then we're trying to repurpose it because there was reports that has good effect on the coronavirus. There is also a medication developed by Gilead Sciences that is showing promising results for coronavirus. It's called remdesivir. Right now, actually, a lot of the serious cases in the United States can be treated with that medication through special approval by the FDA. So if you are in this situation, speak to your treating physicians. They can get in touch with Gilead and the FDA and request a special approval to use that drug because it's not officially approved by the FDA. But because of the results that are very promising, they can give it to you. And there is also other medications like a combination of antivirals that were used for treatment of HIV or hepatitis. And there is a lot of companies that develop vaccines right now. So soon they will have a vaccine. But unfortunately, you cannot go just jump into the giving of the vaccine. You need to wait at least the 10 months to 12 months, 16 months. So the medication that treated actually are going to be available much, much faster. I'm pretty sure. Through study or through the compassionate use approach that was approved by the FDA. So soon we'll have something.
Well, I realized that with the virus, it's we can by doing the right things and washing our hands and practicing the 6 feet isolation and just being careful about things, I heard that you can prevent transmission by 50%. But how about things like could it be transmitted through food or travel or hot tubs? Or
you said very important thing: wash your hands. You touch something, wash your hands. Because if you touch something, this situation is not going to give you coronavirus. But then if you touch your mouth or ears or eye, and then you get the coronavirus infection. So always wash your hands. Like, wash your hands a lot of times.
Well, that is if you touch your eye or ear or nose and your hand happens to be infected.
Correct. That's why,
so
wash your hands.
Not that we have to be paranoid, but to wash our hands often, because
yes,
it's better to play it safe than sorry.
That's the idea. And then you said something...
Because you can't prevent kids from touching their face.
Correct.
And you just have to wash everybody's hands.
We just need to ask them to wash their hands. And then about food. Theoretically, can be transmitted by food, but it's very unlikely because when the food goes into your stomach, it gets deactivated by the acid. So right now, there haven't been described situation in which somebody touching food gave coronavirus infection to another person. It's very unlikely. How about hot tubs? Well, I personally, if I go to a hotel, I wouldn't use the hot tub. But if it's my hot tub, I'll wash it and then I'll use it. I personally wouldn't go to a pool that is used by other people.
It travels freely in pools.
I'm not sure. Nobody actually knows, but it's potentially...
Just in case, play safe.
It's potentially capable of going through surfaces.
And they once said that it was heat resistant, then they say it's not heat resistant.
Yeah, there is a lot of information
so,
that is
just play safe.
Developing all the time. But yes, it can be transmitted through surfaces, theoretically, very, very unlikely, because it stays alive for a couple of hours to a couple of days in certain surfaces. Though I'm pretty sure that is not so active. all this amount of time. So it doesn't have the power to infect somebody, in my opinion.
Well, I would just be safe, because a lot of us are ordering things by Postmates or by mail, and we're receiving packages, which we're trying to stay home, which is nice. But just please make sure that when you're opening up the packages, you open up the boxes outside and you leave them outside. Wipe the things that are inside that box and then place them inside the house and wash your hands just to play safe, just because it's highly transmissible. So obviously there's many various different ways of transmission. That's why it's best to stay home and practice the 6 feet isolation.
Oh, we just received an update from the White House. I guess there was a press conference, but I'm sure people are listening to our show instead of the press conference. Well, maybe not. But anyway, the president and the CDC recommend the use of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin taken together have a real chance to be one of the biggest game changers in the history of medicine. So the FDA, I guess, are going to fast track approvals on some
temporary basis. I'm the hopeful one. I knew it. It's going to be less than a year. Guys, it's just a matter of time.
Well, the vaccine will be later, but the medication will come earlier, for sure.
That's what's needed more than the vaccine, I think.
Absolutely. Yes, because when you're sick, you need to get treated. Vaccine will not get you treated. It's just going to prevent an infection.
Yes. And guys, we've never had this. I mean, it's never happened in my lifetime. Life has changed drastically, yes. But look at the bright side. It's not a hurricane. If it's a hurricane, we have no electricity, no cable TV, no AC. So, you know, we're not in a third world country. We don't need to buy way too much at once.
Please don't buy too much toilet paper. I mean, honestly, why are people buying toilet paper?
I don't know. Maybe the nerves. Maybe the nerves. Relax. So, you know, we don't have to buy everything all at once. America will restock.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
So, everything will be all right, guys.
Yes.
But we're going to talk about the good side of it when we come back. All the good that has come out of it. Thanks for listening.
Please
this
call
is
us.
The Cure.
Yes, please call us 1-866-34-TRUTH if you have any questions about the coronavirus or the disease COVID-19.
We will be right back with Amy Cavill and The Cure.
Life can bring many difficult situations. Domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. The issue is not stay there, but to overcome all obstacles and show that with the love of God, your husband, and your family, you can succeed. Love is the answer, God is the cure, reveals Amy Cabo's life. A warrior who didn't give up and achieved the dream of her life. You can get to know more about her and her story on GodIsTheCure.com or buying her book on Amazon.com.
The proof of love is not nice feelings in the middle of your belly.
Dr. Tony Evans says true devotion to the Lord isn't a matter of emotion, but action.
He says the proof of love is in your obedience.
An honest look at the cost of pursuing Christ. This week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
I will praise you in the storm.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Thanks for being with us. I'm Amy Cabo, and this is The Cure. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern or on our app, The Cure. On your radio, on social media, just look for God is The Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabo on any podcast channel.
The song that just played was Praise You in the Storm by Casting Crowns. Beautiful song. Faith means praising God in the storm. How have we survived all that we have in the past? Where did our strength come from, even when our hearts were torn? That is when God's love shined the most. God loves us, no matter where we are, as He's always there. So we will praise Him in the storm, love Him even when we barely feel Him there. For He holds every tear we have cried, and He is true to His every word. We are talking about the current pandemic, COVID-19. Hey, what's the difference between pandemic and epidemic?
Well, pandemic is supposed to be more global, like in all the parts of the world. An epidemic can be only in the United States. So pandemic is much more bigger.
Pandemic, it's much more bigger because I saw something interesting on Facebook. Because apparently we've had many of these viruses before.
Of course.
We had many, many viruses. But you know...
Or bacterias.
I posted it that these viruses, like major ones, and it just occurred to me, but they've been happening every 100 years.
Well, there is others in between too, but there is major...
But they weren't maybe considered pandemics.
No, they were. Well, like for example, the MERS and the SARS were pandemic. And then you're referring probably to the Spanish flu, which was around 100 years ago, killed a lot of people. And there was, before that, the plague killed a lot of people too. But then...
I think the plague was one of them. Plague. It was like 1720 and 1920 and 20 and now 2020.
Right. So, oh, we just received a question on Facebook from Amelia. How long is the recovery time and how do you recover from it? COVID-19. Well,
I'll give you that.
I can give that too. Well, basically, we don't know for sure, but the recovery time can be from 7 to 21 days. And again, the majority of people do recover from coronavirus. And if you have more severe symptoms, go to the emergency room, which means shortness of breath, chest oppression, you are feeling out of it, you're feeling very dizzy with a lot of malaise. Otherwise, just call your primary care physician and ask for advice. Oh, another question. Scott in Twitter is asking, when should I go to the ER? Oh, okay. Well, that was my answer just now. I have Stephen asking, how many cases are reported in the United States? Okay, so let's check that. Right now, currently, we have 15,219 patients reported with COVID-19, which is the name of the disease. Coronavirus is the infectious agent. And of these, we have 201 people that died. Now, these are confirmed and presumptive.
Yes, but what is the percentage of those who die and those who survive of those infected?
Well, it varies by reports from 0.6 to 3%.
Are dying. So most people are surviving.
But that, to me, is not very correct, because a lot of people are not getting tested and are not getting diagnosed with coronavirus. Right. And if you have all the people that have symptoms, and if they would have got tested, then the percentage should be much lower.
So probably a larger percent of survival, because obviously when you die, they find out you were infected.
Well,
whether you know it or not. They'll find out once you die. But
But the whole idea is that they don't diagnose.
Basically,
we can diagnose people that have the symptom.
Basically.
Or there is percentage of people, sorry to interrupt you, that don't even have a symptom. They say lately that you can have the coronavirus infection without any symptoms whatsoever.
It's a nice virus sometimes, you know, sometimes, you okay. can have mild symptoms, you can still eat, there'll be days that you can feel okay, you can go about your daily work. I mean, and we're not talking about the outliers, which are the serious cases, but of all the times that I've been sick, if I've ever had the flu or I've ever had a cold, I'm mostly in bed all day long. I hear this is the kind of virus that gives you a chance to get up and do things, and but it lasts a little longer, though, and it's more contagious. And then we don't know who you will be or who you are, but it may be super dangerous and deadly to you. So we always have to be very careful.
That's why we need to prevent from spreading it, the social distancing thing. And it's very important. Everybody that can stay home, stay home.
I mean, if you can, if you're able to.
Well, yes.
It's
well,
a great,
if you need to go to work, you need to go to work.
Because, you know, but wait, it's a great opportunity to spend time with your children, to spend time with your family, to talk to God, to rediscover yourself, the times you didn't think you could have time to meditate, the times you didn't think you can work out with your teenage son.
Yep.
There's so many things that would be even for the betterment of your own health and the health of others. It's actually bringing us back to the basics, saying slow down, take a moment to smell the flowers, to go outside for a moment. I see so many people, whether it's one or two people at a time, they're walking, they're exercising, they're taking care of themselves. I'm growing a bond with our daughter, teaching her. Our kids are doing chores. They're not saying they don't have time because of homework or school. So it's a wonderful time.
Yeah, it is. So spend it wisely.
It can be. This is the way that I see it. If you can't do anything about it, make the best out of it. See what great things you can do with it.
Oh, another question just came in from Alvarez, I guess Mark Alvarez. So he's asking, how is the COVID-19 diagnosed? Well, we didn't cover that, and this is actually a very good question. So it's diagnosed by making a swab from your nose or mouth and sent to a special lab. Unfortunately, not many places do it right now, and it's recommended to follow the CDC guidelines for testing. So when you call your primary care physician or your doctor, they will advise you where you can do that, or your local healthcare department. Now, there is a test that is being almost approved right now that can be diagnosed by blood. So when you develop antibodies for the virus, against the virus, they can detect that. And that's much easier. It's going to happen.
Yes. The tests are limited. So if you have very serious symptoms, they might give you a test, basically. But
we're almost done with today's
show.
What's
the point? You either survive it or you don't. But we're done,
basically,
guys.
If you get very sick, go to the emergency room.
Unless you need help, yes. So, but we're done today, guys. And thank you so much for listening and putting up with us and dealing with the show. And thank you for your questions, and thank you to our audio producer Jasper, because he's the one that gets the songs to work, and I love him for it. And thanks to Robbie, who's always listening and gives us great advice. And I have a psalm to share with you guys today. Psalm 56:9 reminds us, the very moment I call to you for a father's help, that the tide of the battle turns and my enemies flee, the one thing I know, God is on my side. So let's pray. Father, worry and fear are not of your heart. 1 John 4 reminds us that perfect love casts out all fear, And we pray your perfect love upon the hearts of all those who are burdened with the fear of this virus. Lord, we know with no doubt that you are bigger than the threat of anything, especially illness. Please comfort those who are living in fear. Please free them from the bondage that anxiety creates within. Remind them that you are still on the throne and that you are still in control. Fully rain down the serenity that comes only from the Prince of Peace. Help those who are living in unease to trust you in this time, that in times that we may rest assured that you will be faithful to be with us until the end of age. We rest at the throne of the Almighty, such fears, and cast them upon you. 1 Peter 5:7. For your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Matthew 11:30. We know you cover us with your wings. Psalm 91:4. In Jesus' name, amen. Now it's time to be in prayer, not only for our protection, but for all involved in this time. Pray for a cure and for vaccines to be made so that the virus will not claim another life. Advancements are being made each day, and praying for each step of the process is needed. We live in an age where we're able to look back at worldwide illness that could easily be eradicated today because of discoveries in modern medicine. And in such, we have the opportunity to pray for the Lord to reveal to scientists and doctors what is needed to wipe coronavirus from the face of the earth so that it is a distant memory very soon. Relying on his wisdom through his inspiration is crucial to those on the search for a cure. Amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Thanks for listening. Thank you. Please check our podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, godisthecure.com. Be safe.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcast of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.